Now, there's two other kinds of variables that I want you to be familiar with, and they are in the pink thing because they cause arguments among data analysts. One is binary variables. Qualitative variables that have two categories are called binary, binary two. Very often, we have multiple categories and we've combined them. Sometimes these are naturally occurring categories. Sometimes these are categories that, like I say, have been organized in this way. The reason that binary variables are important to recognize is that binary variables can sometimes be treated as quantitative. And I'll show you an example, and they'll talk about this a lot more in lab. The other kind of variable type that I want you to be familiar with is ordered category variables. Ordered categories happen when you have an underlying continuum that's been carved up into categories. The most obvious example right now is grades. We have a percent correct, and we turn that into grades. Above 90 is an A, above 80 is a B, blah, 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 blah. That's ordered categories. You also see it in very often used in age. We have age categories. So up to 10, 11 to 20, 21 to 30, 31 to 40, 41 to 50, 51 to 60, 61 to really freaking old. Sometimes those ordered categories can be binary. So in the pink thing, I want you to be able to discriminate qualitative and quantitative, also when a categorical variable is binary and when a categorical variable is an ordered category.